Peace, everybody. It's Milan Al-Hassan, the Crypto Plan, the DeFi Group. Today, instead of talking about cryptocurrency and history, what black people need to do or anything like that, today I'm going to talk about education. I have a special guest with me today, Wemi Ajigbo-Tafe with Sweet Pea Tutoring. She is a educator, degreed educator at that. And what she's going to talk to, what we're going to talk today about is the benefits of early reading, among other things, what could help the children during this pandemic since the pandemic started. Since the pandemic stopped a lot of children from going to school, you know, has stopped a lot of children from going to school, and what we can do about that. What could help us as parents, or what could help parents, you know, what could help parents teach the children. So today, that's what we're going to talk about. So would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Wemi Ajigbo-Tafe. I'm an educator and a writer and owner of Sweet Pea Tutoring. I've been in business for over 15 years, and I really enjoy education. I have a passion for it, passion for teaching people of all ages. And early reading is something that I'm especially passionate about because it sets the groundwork for a child's academic success.
Okay, all right. That was awesome. Okay, so my first question is, since the pandemic, I know you do tutoring a lot, and you know, they say a lot of children are becoming depressed, and or have become depressed since the pandemic. I think it was before the pandemic. But have you seen a change in the attitude children have towards school? Like, I've noticed with my daughter, she seemed like she's pretty lazy. She's fucking lazy. Excuse my language, but what have you noticed, you know, as a teacher?
What I've noticed is the biggest thing is the social component, where we're now expecting students to be able to interact with their teachers and their peers online, and they have more control in the sense of participation. So a lot of kids that are feeling like socially isolated don't feel that there's enough boundaries or consequences for the behavior, act out. Examples of that is turning off the camera, refusing to answer the teacher, even leaving the camera on and being seen walking off from their computer station, things of that nature. And I know that for older students, and I'm talking about elementary students, but even in older students, the will to participate or continue with their education, because the structure is missing and we're depending on them to be more independent-minded, and they need a lot of support or scaffolding still. And if they're not getting that, then they tend to not want to do their best in school.
Okay, so my next question is, I'm going to start from the beginning as far as younger children. So let's say children in preschool, on their way to preschool or whatever, 1 to 2 years old, you know, 4. What do you recommend, like, as far as before parents teaching their children before they enter school or while they're learning at home, like younger children and things of that nature? What do you recommend for parents to do in today's situation or society?
First thing I recommend is for their parents to keep things as normal as possible. So the level of participation or involvement that parents have had in the past, they need to maintain that and even step it up a bit. If a parent hasn't been able to participate or really interact with their child's teacher or their peers, there needs to be more of an effort on a parent's part, even if it's a different caregiver. The children really need support, and they really need guidance. They really need to know that things have to stay pretty much the same, and that there are a certain level of expectations for them because we are in a different situation. It's a very unique situation for everyone, and it's really good for parents to get that guidance and that support from their child's teacher and vice versa. So to address the question more thoroughly, one of the second easiest things for a parent to do is, you know, make a game out of learning. Reading is the easiest activity you can do together. You can still read aloud to a child, even up to eighth grade, high school. I mean, the older kids will act like they don't want you reading aloud to them, but trust me, they still like it. You can make discussions from the reading. You can play games after the reading, ask questions. Those are some of the simplest things you can do with the child to help them feel like they are succeeding in school or succeeding with their learning.
Okay. All right. That sounds real thorough. So in other words, instead of the teacher being in the position as the parent needs to step up and be a parent.
Yes. I've always felt that a child's first educator actually is their parents. And so it's very important for a parent to understand their role in their child's educational development. And parents also tend to forget or don't realize that they're also their child's greatest advocate, meaning if the needs of their child is not being met by the school system or the particular school their child is enrolled in, they have the right to pull their child from that school and demand that they be put somewhere where their needs are being met, or asking for special accommodations. And that's not just for special education students. You have students in the general population that have difficulty concentrating because there's too many other students of their age in the classroom. So they may need a teacher's aid, especially for that student. That student may need to sit close to the teacher or sit in off towards the back of the classroom where they can get up and walk around, so long as they're still learning. So that is some of the things that I have noticed that are very beneficial for students and beneficial for the teachers and supportive for the parents.
So being at home with the parent, what should the parent do? Like, what steps do you think the parents should take first pertaining to, I'm gonna go through some ages. So like maybe, I guess I could say one, let's say 2 years old and up. As far as reading skills, what do you think, what steps can a parent do in today's society to help their child advance in reading, learn and advance in reading, and get the proper skills to continue to each grade?
Let's see. One of the easiest ways, again, I can't stress this enough, is simply reading aloud with your child. Reading stories to them, letting them do very simple interactions with the book that you're reading. Picture books are great for students of all ages, but with your youngest ones, letting them explore the book, like touching the book and looking at the pictures and touching the title, the hardcover or the softcover, then turning the page for them, letting them feel those pages and look at all the bright images on there, and going through the book like that and doing that several times. Reading the book aloud to them and putting your finger under each word. Even though a child may be too young to respond or read with you, those skills, those habits that you are showing them will end up being mimicked back to you once they're at an age where they can take a hold of a book and show an interest in a book and begin to read. So I think parents just need to get back to basics with their child and not feel that they have to do like a bunch of things. When they become school age, it's important to be in communication with your child's teacher in order to get that support I mentioned earlier, and get guidance and tips on how to structure your child's learning. Here in California, we have a program called First Five California, and that's a free resource where parents can receive videos, workbooks, informational instructions on how to teach their child how to read. And that is an excellent resource. There's also community resources that you can do research online and find community resources like at your local YMCA or Boys and Girls Club for school-aged children to be able to get that developmental support. Especially now that we're in a pandemic and there's that lack of social interaction, community resources, even something as simple as the library, makes a world of difference in a child's willingness to be able to participate and for them to feel success, for the parents also to feel success that they're doing something good for their child.
So I'm going to do a little minor commercial right now. If you want to know more information about tutoring and homeschooling teaching, you can go to sweetpeatutoring.com. That's sweetpeatutoring.com. That's sweetpeatutoring.com. So I'm going to hold right now and move to the next segment. Peace. Peace, everybody. We back with Wemby Ejiofor-Tafe with Sweet Pea Tutoring. And right now, I have a question. This question is, how can a child benefit from learning to read early? So I'm talking about I've heard people say, oh, you don't need to buy a child a course. You just read to them. And they'll learn, you just read to them. Read to them before they go to sleep. Read to them when they wake up. You know, so I have this question because I know it's a couple of courses out there. I know you have one also. So I know you probably gotten this question before, some adversity. Why anybody would be adverse in any learning of a freaking child, but, you know, excuse my language, but some stuff just makes me angry. How can a child benefit from reading at a young age?
There are several scientifically cited benefits to a child learning to read early. Being read to aloud consistently, so reading to them very early, reading to them consistently and multiple times, helps to develop their interest in reading. And it makes it very exploratory, like I had cited earlier, about interacting with the books, not necessarily reading the words, but seeing the pages, seeing the images on the pages, touching the outside of the book, the inside of the book, the pages. The main reason that reading is so important is because it's at the heart of formal education. So reading is the basis for absolutely everything. We take it for granted, those of us that have had an education and gone to school and learned some things, that every subject has a language of its own. Math has vocabulary and language of its own. Reading has, English language arts has, of course, vocabulary, reading, structure of its own. So every subject has its own vocabulary, its own language, if you will. So some of the benefits are neurological, meaning that the child is developing synaptic neural connections. So simply said, they are learning at an advanced stage. Their learning within the first 5 years is dramatic. So it's very important to have that kind of support with developing brain function. Another one is educational. You would definitely want your child to succeed in school, so the early academic success is part of imparting a love of reading. And there are many studies supporting that. There's improved attention and concentration that is developed from the early reading that's done with the child. Their proficiency in picking up new vocabulary, being able to read words, word recognition, sight words, phonics, phonemic awareness, all these skills that we take for granted in learning English are things that early reading helps to impart with the child's education. There's also the area of social and linguistics. So linguistics refers to the language itself, a child needing to know how to take the conversational English or conversational words that they say and be able to translate that onto the written words that they see on the page. There needs to be a connection between the two, and that is one of the things that early reading benefits for a child who is learning how to read. And even as they become more proficient in their reading, this is also a very important skill. Neurological reasons would be, like I mentioned before, brain development. Imagination is another thing that is taken for granted. Reading helps the student with their imagination, with all sorts of things. So it's very important for a child to be able to have that opportunity to stretch their minds.
Okay. Something that may have been too deep. You know, you started talking about neurological. Some of these people be like, neurological? My child gonna be like, what was that movie? Dude took a pill. He just, it's called.
Oh, I remember the movie you're talking about. Like the smart pill or whatever.
Yeah.
And he almost said I'm
right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's cool. I don't know if you ever heard of blueberries, that blueberries does something to the neurons. Neutrons or something like that. You ever heard of that? A lady did a whole TED talk about that. You might want to watch that.
Okay.
It's like the more blueberries, or something in blueberries that does something to the neurons.
I know it's a antioxidant, natural antioxidant, and free radical destroyer. So that would make sense.
Oh, okay. So I just think people just be naming stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
Antioxidants, free radical. Like I can call them anything. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But, you know, y'all are the scientists. You all are the scientists. So. Yeah. Well, we're going to close out for today. That's going to be the educational discussion for the pandemic learning of our children. The reason that I invited her on the show today is because, which she will be back, and she does have a YouTube on Sweet Bee Tutoring on YouTube. The reason I invited her is because we have a lot going on pertaining to these vaccines, also pertaining to people not wanting to take them and put their children through that. You know, there's been deaths pertaining to the vaccine, so a lot of people are leery. You know, you have all these other people trying to push it. You know, it's a matter of whether you want to be the one to be another person or put your child in the way or whatever, or taking it, and you don't want to be that statistic on the other end. So that's why I want to ask her. A lot of people are going to be keeping their children at home. A lot of people, and I don't blame them. So everybody should go to sweetbeetutoring.com, go check out her information, check out her YouTube. Do you have any videos on your YouTube yet?
I do. An introductory video.
Oh, okay.
And I will have more content soon.
Oh, okay, we just put this one on there too. So we're going to put this one's going to be the first one on there. We're going to do another podcast next week. So everybody have a good day. Say bye, Wendy.
Bye.
Peace.